Well, Frank, it's a fine way for you to sign off from the Premier League, from Manchester City. A nice presentation on the pitch as well, yeah, with your girls involved. I mean, how did it all feel?
Emotional, actually. I'm very thankful, for starters, I have to say, for the City people that put it on today. You know, my last ever game in the Premier League. I didn't realise my daughters were going to be there coming on the pitch. That caught me a little bit unawares. But no, as I say, very thankful to everyone here. They've been very welcoming for the year. Looking further back than that, from the people who helped me come through at West Ham, Harry Redknapp, my dad, who were there at the time, and obviously my real glory year probably at Chelsea, where I was fortunate enough to be at a club that had great players around me, great support, and that helped me be a successful footballer. So, you know, there's almost too many people to thank.
You did what you've been doing throughout your career as well. You got a goal, a typical Lampard goal. Yeah. I mean, were you a bit annoyed with Aguero getting that second one? It just took the shine off it a bit, didn't
it? No, I'm only joking. No, I didn't mind. You know what? When I'd got the goal and the fact that we won, you know, these sort of games can be difficult games when you know, everything's sorted and done and dusted in the last game. For me, it was more than that today. For me to get that goal and for James Milner to cross it for me, because he's a special lad. And it's been an absolute pleasure working with him. I don't know what his future holds, but the whole team here, I've got a lot of friends that I've gained in a year, and it was a fitting way to go out for me.
What happens now? What's the itinerary for you?
I've got a couple of weeks rest, which I think is important for me, because when I came here originally at the end of at the start of the season, I'd cut short holidays that I had planned to come here because it was all last minute. So I need a couple of weeks more for my mind, ready to freshen up. I feel good. I'll keep ticking over, but I'll do that, and then I'll be out in New York, and I'll be playing as soon as I'm eligible to play.
So you've cleared the locker, said the goodbyes. Is that pretty much it now?
Yeah, that's it. And you know, I was very ready for it. I'm very calm about it. I knew the end was here, and I think you need to know that. And I've had such a long pop at it that I can just go away. Sam, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I still feel fit, as I said on the pitch there. I feel like I can play for more years, and maybe I could have done in the Premier League, but my choice is to go and play in America, and I'm delighted to be fresh to go and do that, because I want to make a bit of difference. I don't want to go and make up numbers. I want to go there to try and win.
You've only been at City for a relatively short amount of time, but the way you spoke on the pitch and the way that the crowd reacted to you suggests that you've got quite an affection now for this club.
You know what I have, and I've said I'm a very lucky man, and people can talk about whether this was the right decision for me or not. It was completely the right decision, because I've lost nothing from what I did at Chelsea. I'm very close to a lot of Chelsea fans, and I've got a house there that will be my long-term home. That never changes. But what I have done is met a lot of new friends, seen a city, lived in a city, seen a club that's come from difficult times, just as Chelsea had done before, and is now going, you know, as far as it wants to go. But the fans are still the same, and they've taken to me. I've lived in the centre of town. They've all been brilliant, and it was a big thanks to them today.
I know you'll always be a Chelsea hero, but you've now got a special affection from the City fans as well, and I bet a year ago you might not have expected.
No, I didn't at all, and you know, it's great. It was an eye-opener for me. You know, I could have finished at Chelsea, I could have gone away and never have experienced this. It's an amazing life experience. I've met another club of great people. You know, I don't want to go over myself again, but just fantastic people, and I'll never lose. I'll always have that, and people will always associate me with Chelsea, and rightly so. That was always a club that was really, you know, the in the middle big part of my career, but to come here for a year at 36 and to get that feeling back from them makes me a proud man.